Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
It's so nice when we can look in the mirror and say, wow, my skin is glowing, or I look fabulous. And sometimes we have good skin days and sometimes we don't have good skin days. I have to say, Andrea, looking at you now, I've never seen you not have a good skin day. So I'm very jealous.
Thank you. You know what? A lot of it is genetic for me, but thank you. And a clean diet, for sure. You know, what I eat and how I live my life. So, but thank you.
Yeah, I definitely noticed. Well, we've got another woman coming on right now who has gorgeous skin, Dr. Ginger. It's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. Hello, beautiful doctor.
Hello, how are you? I love talking about skin because it's one of the easiest things, once you kind of get it down, it's one of the easiest things to fix, and you can walk around like a light bulb glowing.
Oh, all right. Well, jump right in. Tell us. It's exciting.
Well, the first thing is, you know, when we think about skin care, we think about things that we put on topically. And so the first thing is, let's get rid of all the junk that we've bought over the years or that we're constantly buying to put on our skin. Because a lot of that, as you all well know, and some of your viewers may or may not, but a lot of that has so many chemicals and toxins in that gets absorbed by our skin. And so you really have to just think clean things when you put on your skin. I only use coconut oil or shea butter on my skin. That's all I use to moisturize. I don't buy these $500 jars of chemicals. So you really kind of have to think clean when it comes to what you put on your skin. But more importantly, the gist of it is what you put in your body. That's a reflection of your skin.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, something that we talk about a lot on Beauty Inside Out, which is another show here on Radio MD with David Pollack, is watching what you put in on your face, on your body. And, you know, he developed a wonderful skin care line, Pure Attitude, and he's got a heck of a facial cleanser and a lot of other great things. And I've noticed a change in my skin, and it just makes such a difference. And I think that when we're looking at cancer and other diseases and things, we really have to not look at just what we put in, right, but what we put on our body. Now, with the coconut oil, do you just buy the kind you find at the health food store and you just stick it right on your skin?
I just get organic coconut oil that you might use in cooking. You know, I mean, I don't use it because I don't really cook that much, but yeah, I use that on my skin. And sometimes I'll whip it together with some shea butter, kind of give it a different texture and let it go on. It kind of smooths on a little better.
Ginger, I recently go to my local farmer's market, and I found a woman who makes these amazing products in her home, and I bought an avocado oil-based lotion, and my daughter loves it. Yeah, so good. Like, I'm guessing there's some great, you know, tips that people do at home to make up some of their own lotions. But, I mean, I've tried David's products. They're amazing, too. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of keeping it clean, right? So, as long as we're using these clean products and not putting these chemicals into our body,
and
that's what, at the end of the day,
we're looking for. Ingredients that you can pronounce and that, you know, and honestly, a lot of, you know, can you eat it? Would this be something that you could actually turn around and eat? That's another way to look
at it. Good point.
It's so funny that you say that, because my 9-year-old daughter, we have this body scrub, this sugar body scrub wash, and everything in it you can eat. The problem is half the time I turn around because we'll take a shower and I look in and she's like eating it. I'm like, put it on your skin because it tastes so good.
So that's kind of topical. You know, just really pay attention to the ingredients that you're putting on your skin. And I know you guys talked extensively about different ingredients and phthalates and different things that you put on your skin. So let's focus on what we put in our skin, because in our bodies that reflect on our skin, because I don't think people really think about that. Your skin condition tells the total health of your body. There are physicians that are trained to look at your face and your skin, and they can tell you what's going on inside. Your skin is a reflection of your digestive system. So your large and small intestines, you know, if you've got healthy intestines and things are flowing through and nutrients are being absorbed, that's going to reflect on your skin. If you don't, that's also going to reflect on your skin. And when we hold waste products in our large intestines because we're constipated or have some other issues going on, all of those waste products get reabsorbed back into the body because it needs to go somewhere, and through your blood vessels, and then, you know, it comes back out through your skin as oily skin, blemished skin. It's going to find a way to push itself out, and the skin is a very good way to push itself out.
I love that you say that. I remember learning years ago that certain areas of your face, if you break out or you get acne, let's say on your chin, that's related to digestion. If you get it, you know, on your forehead, that's related to another part of your body. Your cheeks is something else. Do you know much about that and the different areas of the skin, especially when it comes to, you know, adult acne and teen acne? Because I think if there's some tips that we can provide people to give them and just to give them a glimpse of what's going on inside their body, maybe they can help, you know, remedy some of the acne on their face.
Well, a lot of adult acne, and actually acne found in adolescence, dairy has a big, big part of that, and sugars and grains. All, you know, if you kind of cut out a large majority of that, that will improve the insulin sensitivity, and all of that is related. You know, the sodas, the sugars and sodas. But dairy is a huge thing when it comes to skin, and a lot of people find that if they eliminate dairy, their skin starts to improve. So really, I mean, you know, the foods that we've been talking about for, you know, weeks now that you need to avoid and the foods that you need to start incorporating, like the fruits and vegetables and more of a plant-based diet. Green juice is really my secret. I mean, I incorporate a lot of green juice in my diet on a daily basis, and that's like, you know, a shot in the arm of nutrients that's instantly absorbed. Think about it. You have skin cell turnover. We all know our skin cells, you know, die and swap off and new ones start to regenerate. Just in a matter of weeks. And so if you change your diet and just get really clean with it, the building blocks of those new skin cells are going to be vibrant and supple and glowing and sparkling and, you know, versus, you know, skin cells that are produced from a diet that includes trans fat or sodas, heavy grains, lots of sugar. Sugar really ages you. So if you get rid of those things, just in a matter of 2 to 3, 4 weeks max, you will see results in your skin. And people will say to you, what did you do to your face? Did you get a facelift? Did you get Botox? You know, they really will think that you were doing things behind the scenes when all you're really doing is treating your skin from the inside out. Your liver and kidneys also are huge. If they're overtaxed due to a poor diet, prescription medications, skincare product toxins, you know, their output is going to be less. Your adrenal glands as well, that make the essential hormones, you know, estrogen, progesterone, the testosterone. If there's an imbalance, you're going to see skin problems. Thyroid as well. We all know about dry, flaky skin is equivalent to a weak thyroid. And so, you know, your diet just, it's so huge. And so we just need to eat nature's diet and keep as close to that as possible. And then you'll have glowing skin. And also keep in touch, you know, with what you're putting on your skin. You know, baby oils, mineral oils, petroleum-based products. And also another thing that I, especially now that the winter is coming and you see a little more dry skin, is dry skin brushing. You guys ever done that?
That's a great tip. Yes, it's great for immunity. Yes, great too, for the lymphatic system to get things moving.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep, dry skin brushing, it's just a dry, a little bit of a rough brush, but not too rough, that you can find at, you know, really any store, but local health food stores always have it. And you just, before you get in the shower, you brush your skin all over just to kind of get things flowing and get your lymphatic system flowing. And it also exfoliates the dead skin cells so that when you go in and wash up, then those can go down the drain and you can start fresh with your new skin cells that are turning over.
And the key is when you're dry skin brushing to brush up towards the heart. So when you start with your legs, you're brushing up. When you have your arms, you're brushing in. So you want to brush towards the heart.
Right.
So Dr. Ginger, we have about 30 seconds left. And what I want to ask you is, and in 30 seconds are left, which I know it's a big question. It's a loaded question, but I'm going to give it to you to answer. How much does genetics play in our skin?
You know, the whole gene thing, It's a matter of things being expressed, and if you don't give it the environment to be expressed, it will not be expressed, just like in heart disease and all these cancers and all these other things. So, you know, you could have, I mean, there's skin conditions that run in my family or have run in my family, and I never had that problem. So it's a matter of what you put in your body, what you put on your body, you can beat heredity.
I knew you were going to answer that. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Dr. Ginger, we love you. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.